If you don't know now, you do know this is Guns the Gun Show live, Madison Square Garden, which is in New York City. And we go from New York to God knows where, but it's all okay. It's worth it. It's all for my good friend. His name is Nick Santino. Here he is. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, I can hear you this time. Normally in the past, your phone is all sorts of screwed up, but I love hearing your voice. So.
Well, thank you.
Dude, first of all, congrats. Album came out just a couple days ago. It's called Big Skies, and it's about goddamn time.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I mean, I've known you for many years now. It seemed, it seemed in the beginning that it was always a rocket and the main touring nonstop, you know, literally like 7-8 years ago, nonstop. And it was a good run while Rocket did it. And I know it was also frustrating towards the end because you were sitting around so much was out of your guys' control. And everyone still loves each other, which is a positive thing. But when you think music, Nick Santino, I mean, you knew that you were going to continue doing music, and you've been able to do that, and you released this album, full-length, debut full-length for you. Talk about it.
Yeah, man. Well, like you said, I mean, we were with Rocket for so long, and we had so much that was out of our control and couldn't, you know, release music. We wanted to, and out of the 6 years that we were a band, we only put out 2 records, and, like, I don't know, it just seemed like the opposite of, you know, the point of being in a band. It's like you're in a band to play some music and to, you know, get that stuff out there for people. And that was like the opposite for us at the time. So now, you know, I'm solo. I'm doing it all myself. This whole record was, you know, funded right out of my pocket. And I had all of my friends, you know, come in and play on it. And everybody kind of, you know, added their 2 cents. And it was awesome. I think that's the way that music needs to be made. And I think that's how it used to be. And, you know, it should go back to being like that. And, you know, it's just a lot more fun to be able to sit in a studio and have 0 rules and kind of make up your own rules while you're doing it. And,
right.
You know, and doing it all yourself, it's fun. I mean, it's a little bit more work, but that's the point of making music, in my opinion.
Right, and the hard work clearly came across. You can follow him. It's Nick Santino. I want to bring up this. We said this before when I called you, is the fact that the name of the album is Big Skies, and it reminded me, I don't know why, but it reminded me of Blue Skies, Broken Hearts every time I saw it by a band called The Ataris. And the reason I bring that up is the fact that you were also a Notorious fan, I just found out, back in the day. And it's cool because for the listeners out there that maybe think of you as, oh, Rocket to the Moon, or like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to like this. You yourself, man, music, I mean, you love the Ataris. And you went from the Ataris to Rocket to the Moon, which was not like the Ataris, to now this, showing that music is really a universal type thing, that if you like the music, you like the music. It's okay to like it.
Totally. That's it. I mean, I listen to everything, so it doesn't really, you know, I don't listen to one style of music. I listen to this new band called Fidlar, and they're like a surf punk band out of California. And I tweeted some of their lyrics today, and one of their fans tweeted me and was like, why do you listen to Fidlar? Like, you're Nick Santino. And I was like, so that means I can't listen to, like, surf punk? Like,
right, yeah.
I listen to everything. You know, I didn't know there were rules on what you can listen to because you yourself play a different style of music.
Right.
So, I love everything.
And I bring that up because perhaps listeners might be maybe not taken back, but maybe curious. And I think if you're curious about what this album's going to sound like, then sit down and listen to it by yourself first and just jam out to it. I mean, it's good. It's a solid album through and through, man. A lot of tracks on here, full length. And as you mentioned, a lot of friends helped you out on it.
Yeah. It was a good time.
First of all, one of my favorite songs is Can't Say I Miss You. I really like how that song goes. But then you've got other songs on it, for perhaps, you know, the song It Is What It Is, which is a song that I dare somebody to be on a long drive and not want to put that song in. You know, you know what I mean? Like, it's just an overly thinking, pondering type song, but also, like, got that country vibe to it. A lot of different sounds on this album. Nick, talk about it.
Yeah, I think that's always been my, I don't know, I'm just weird, and I guess I'm really ADD when it comes to making music. It's always been like that with Rocket. Like, Rocket was always a band that we never quite fit in with the tours that we were on. We were always the band that was adding a little bit of twang or something to a pop punk tour or whatever tour we were doing. And I think that's just, like, that wasn't intentional. I think that's just how we were as musicians and how I still am as a musician. You know, I'm too ADD when it comes to, like, okay, what kind of song do I want to make right now?
Right.
I'm not going to sit there and be like, I'm going to write this kind of song. You know, I just kind of write and I just kind of put out whatever there is, you know, and there's always something for somebody. You know, if you hate this song, go to the next song. I kind of write, my music's kind of like the weather in New England, you know, being from Boston. It's like, if you don't like this track, just go to the next one. You might like that one. It'll be completely different.
Thank you. La da 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 da.
Nick Santino, I like the last Rocket album that you did. I also like the two EPs that you put out since then. I thought they were, you know, neither of them were going to become huge albums, but I think it was, you know, the steady flow that you needed to do to put out this album that you did. It's called Big Skies, available now, iTunes, everywhere. What was the difference? Because I thought with that last Rocket album that you guys pretty much kind of almost did have creative control. Like, I know that you were really happy, but, like, about some of the songs, and you were like, this is cool. What was the difference between that and this?
The thing is, I think, is creative control really only works when you have, when you are able to do it, you know, yourself, and you're able to kind of do your own thing. And it doesn't really work when you're on a major label where they, like, tell you you have creative control, but then they end up hating anything you give them. It's like, okay, so you're saying we don't have creative control. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's what we had with Rocket, is we ended up having that full creative control, and we gave them a record, and I think they were at the point where they were just like, yeah, sure, give it to us. We'll do whatever. We'll find a spot for it.
Right.
You know, right up here on the top shelf. We'll just keep it right there. So that's basically what they did to us. And now that I'm by myself, you know, without a label and kind of doing it with 8123, which is amazing, and it's a family, and, you know, we have that ability to be like, hey, let's release a free live EP right now, like tonight at midnight. And I'll be like, okay, cool, let's do it. And that's what we did. You know, we do stuff like that all the time now, which is awesome.
Right, absolutely. And the thing with this full-length is there are a lot of different tones to it, but when this almost not a revival, but you really do see, and let's just be honest, more of a mainstream sell to this indie rock country type vibe. It seems like that's all the rage right now. But you've been working on this for quite some time, going this direction. You've been wearing cowboy hats for more years than you probably should have been in this scene, in the punk rock scene. But But, you know, talk about that. Like, I mean, this isn't a phase or anything for you, man. You just fucking like doing songs.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, like, I don't ever set out to be like, okay, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do, you know, look like this or dress like that. Like, I just, like, I'm a weirdo, you know what I mean?
You are a freaking, like,
but that's a good thing, I think. It's like, you have to be eccentric to be like, you know, to be your own person. You can't just walk around and look like everybody else and play the same music, because then you start blending in. It's like, I don't know, maybe, like, the way that I look at it, and what I always say about my music is, like, I write songs, and if they suck, then they suck, but at least I like them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I still wrote them, and at least I put them out there. It's like, I like them, so I don't care if somebody else doesn't like them. You know, that's just kind of how I look at it now.
Now, Nick Santino, I know that you've obviously played guitar and you're singer-songwriter, but when this album went, did you do any other instruments on it?
Yeah, I played like all of the guitars on it. I played piano, Rhodes, kind of all the keyboards.
Cool.
Did some percussion stuff, and then we had, you know, some friend like Pat, who helped me produce the record. He played drums on the whole thing.
Okay.
We had, you know, Garrett from The Main as well. He would come in and play bass on a lot of the songs. And that was, like, the beauty of having talented, you know, musician friends kind of at your disposal. So you can just call them over and have them play on it and add, like, a different twist or something that you weren't thinking of, you know? Like, have somebody come in and be like, what would you play here? Mm. And they play something and you're like, cool, I wasn't even thinking of that. You know, it sounds so much better than my shitty idea in my head.
Right. And the overall, as far as lyrics go on it, it seems, I feel like some of the songs are like optimistic, but on the flip side, it's I'm kind of, you know, it's is it kind of like a new awakening type thing, or is it kind of like down, the feeling down about yourself? What am I thinking here?
I think a lot of my songs that I write, I tend to write like through the, I tend to write like redemption songs, you know, songs that are about like, yeah, I messed up in the past, but I'm moving forward and getting over that now. You know what I mean?